If you want to start an argument in your favorite watering hole, just announce to the bar what your favorite barbecue joint is and just sit back and watch the sparks fly. Because especially in a place like Florida, where people come from all different parts of the country and arrive here, they've all got their own regional expectations of what barbecue should be. I mean, you've got Alabama, Georgia, and Tennessee, where they have the tomato-based, sweeter kind of sauces with mostly pork. Or you can then go to Kansas City, which is different types of meats, a different type of sauce, different type of smoke. Those are the elements. Sauces, there are about four different types of sauces that you'll find around the country. Two of them are tomato-based, whether it's light or heavy tomato. Then you've got your mustard, and then you've got your vinegar-based. Then you talk about your type of meats. For some people, it's strictly pork. Others, you're going to find beef, you're going to find chicken, you're going to find sausages, different types of cuts of the meat, smoke, whether it's hickory or mesquite, whether you do a rub or you don't do a rub. I barbecued the other day. I threw together a rub of salt, granulated sugar, brown sugar, some cumin, some chili powder, just all the good stuff. And then you just kind of rub that all over the meat and you let it sit for a while. Or some people don't want it to sit for a while. They want to do it just before they put it on the grill.
Here's my next question. Do you mind getting messy when you eat barbecue?
Oh, I think my ideal barbecue restaurant would just have a hose over in the corner so that after you're done, you just go over and just hose off. Because if you've done it right, you're just going to be a mess.
My kind of guy. So tell me about the restaurants in Central Florida that have great barbecue.
Well, I just visited a couple of new places. One was it was a surprise because it's a small chain called Bubba Q's. And not to be confused with Bubba Lou's Bodacious Barbecue, which has been around for a long time. This is Bubba Q's. It's on University Boulevard at Dean Road. Wasn't expecting a lot from it. It's a very, very tiny place. It had a couple of cute things that I don't really appreciate in any kind of a restaurant, like silly names for the dishes and the sauces. They had so many sauces that they had to have a legend for what they were. But anyway, the meats were actually pretty good. I really like ribs. Not falling off the bone, but when you grab it with your teeth, you don't have a fight on your hands.
Right.
It just comes right off. And they had really good ribs at Bubba Q's and a good pulled pork sandwich as well.
Any other places?
I also went to Holy Smoke, which I think is a great name for a restaurant, for a barbecue joint. Holy Smoke opened in December. And I reviewed it and was pretty disappointed with it. It had a lot of problems. They opened in December, and I think it was early February. They closed for about a month, and they reopened. And I revisited recently, and it looked like they're getting their stuff together. They had a really good chili just full of meat and beans.
What are some other good barbecue joints around town?
Of course, Four Rivers is enjoying I think now 3 years in, they're got a fourth location, I think maybe a fifth location planned. They're known for their brisket, of course. Blackwater over in College Park, I think, does a terrific job. Wildside has a new location, but I like their original location better in Thornton Park. And I mentioned Bubba Lou's. And Keller's Barbecue, I think, does a really good job, too.
Thank you very much, Scott.
Thank you.